The winter so far has been much colder than we're used to in recent years, but historically it's not uncommon for an ice bridge to form connecting Isle Royal to the mainland. Ice is forming, and a bridge may yet form this season. Joining us now by phone is Dr. Ralph Peterson. He's a research professor at Michigan Technological University in the School of Forest Resources and Environmental Science. Welcome, Dr. Peterson.
How are you doing, Veronica?
Pretty good. Thank you for joining us. So tell us a little bit about the history of ice bridges with regards to Isle Royal.
Well, we've had people at Isle Royal in the winter for the last 56 years, and ice bridges are always of interest because that's the avenue for wolves to come and go from Isle Royal, so that connectivity is pretty important, and now we realize even more that it's actually crucial. But in the 1960s, before satellites were keeping track of such things, we still had our visual records of whether there was ice or not. So there was ice about 80% of the time. In other words, 4 years out of five or 3 years out of four, certainly, there'd be a solid ice bridge that wolves could walk on between Isle Royal and the mainland. And as the decades went on, of course, that changed. You know, we started out in the 60s with ice at least every 3 years out of four, and that's dwindled now to the point where we would expect, or you know, we would expect an ice bridge less than 1 year out of 10. And we had a nice bridge in 2008. That's the most recent one. And we're pretty sure we had two wolves leave Isle Royal, go to the mainland at that point. And then before that, we got to go all the way back to 1997. And that year, a wolf came over to Isle Royal, and he proved to be extremely important because his genes went throughout the entire population. And that was a good indicator of how genetically compromised the isolated wolves had been.
So what affects ice formation? It's more than just temperature?
Well, temperature is critical, but wind is really important. And that's a problem even that compounds the warming in the wintertime is that there's more wind than there used to be.
So what might happen if an ice bridge forms this year?
If an ice bridge forms, perhaps nothing would happen, or perhaps one or more wolves could come over to Isle Royal, or perhaps one or more Isle Royal wolves could go to the mainland. You know, all those things are possible. And it's all up to wolves. Whatever they want to do, they can do.
And what is the current population of wolves?
Well, we don't have any numbers since last February. Well, there were eight wolves left there, and that's the lowest number we have ever seen, actually.
And you're heading to Isle Royal soon. What will you be doing?
Well, we'll do what we try to do every year, which is count the wolves, count the moose, and then for as much of a couple-month period as possible, keep track of how many moose the wolves kill, and then, of course, what sort of moose they kill through ground checks. And then we have a number of other field activities geared towards figuring out moose health and reproductive rate and what they're feeding on and that sort of thing.
On a separate but related topic, you favor bringing new wolves to the island before the current population dies out. Why?
That's right.
Why is that?
Well, a couple of main reasons. I think it's the most conservative thing to do is to conserve what you already have, and it can be done through something as simple as bringing a couple of wolves from the mainland, maybe two, maybe three. A small number in any case, to provide that outbreeding that maintains populations of everything. I think that's the best, given all the factors involved, the best approach at this point.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, of course, anybody can dial into a satellite visual images from space these days, and so if it's clear, you can look for yourself on whether there's an ice bridge or not. So it's a lot different than it used to be,
mm-hmm.
where you you used your eyeballs and you wrote things down on a piece of paper.
How long do you plan to be at Isle Royal this trip?
Oh, we'll be into March, provided we can keep winter going that long. And we're certainly getting a good start to winter. So.
Okay. Well, maybe we can talk to you on the other end of your trip and find out what you learned.
You bet. We'll try that.
We've been talking with Dr. Rolf Peterson of the School of Forest Resources and Environmental Science at Michigan Technological University. He has a team about to head to Isle Royal until the end of March. And as we said, we may get to visit with him when he comes back. Thank you, Dr. Peterson.
Thanks very much.